This is Jordan, and you're listening to the Code 7 Podcast Network.
Warning. This episode contains the three A's of podcasting: adult content, adult language, and awesomeness. You've been warned.
Welcome to Within the Trenches, true stories from the 911 dispatchers who live them.
Oh, and I just hit record.
Spitting in the microphone.
I'm laying down the floor.
My name is Peggy.
Is this being recorded?
Yes, it is.
I don't want it to be recorded.
Yes.
Of course it is. Come on now.
Okay, so what are we going to
drop
about?
It.
I can't sing. You know that.
Drop a fat beat.
Yes. Yeah.
See, I like his.
You know why I like that sound?
Whoa. Yeah, with her, it's going to be dirty.
Because it's more like a
broadcasting.
The best from Montgomery County right here, baby.
Right.
There you go. I thought you were going to start singing. What happened?
I can't sing.
This is going to have to be in the beginning of one of the episodes, then. This will be the intro.
Yes.
Oh, okay, then.
Well, can I sing backwards?
Yeah.
Of course.
Okay.
Let it out.
You're a crazy bitch, but you're on so good. I'm on top of it. Come on, sing it with me.
Oh, all right, I'm nice. I dig that song.
See ya.
Yeah. Thank you.
Cheers.
Quick mic check.
One
mic check. Is the firewire that goes from the audio interface all the way up into this piece. Purple piece.
Cool.
So, this is Ricardo with the Code 7 Podcast Network, and this is going to be episode 104 of Within the Trenches, and it is sponsored by Indiana Nina and InDigital, a leader in next-gen core services. That's right, I made that up. I think it sounds pretty good.
It sounds pretty good.
Yeah, I like it. It's nice.
It works.
So we are recording live from the 2016 Indiana Nina APCO Conference here in Indianapolis, Indiana at the Marriott on something street, 21st Street.
21st Shalen, 7202 East 21st Street.
Damn, look at you. You got it all. You got it down. Pretty good.
I've been here several times.
I am sitting here with a longtime guest, friend of the podcast, wrestling persona, Big Mac.
Big Mac, yeah.
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 So welcome back, man.
Thank you.
How are things going?
Good. It's been a while.
It has been a while. When was the last time we did an episode?
I think we did a Skype one, I don't know, last summer sometime.
Jeez, it was that long ago?
It was episode 95.
Holy crap. Oh, that's right. Oh, you know, and this is episode 104.
Man.
We didn't keep it up with the whole 105 thing or the five.
Yeah.
Well, way to go, man. Way to jack it up there.
Damn it.
So what's been going on since the last time I talked to you? It looks like you've been in the news recently.
Yeah.
It looks like you guys did something.
What did we do?
I don't know. You were in the news though. You had a pretty good, I remember is that people were sharing it and saying,
yeah,
good job, Rob.
Yeah. We had I'm kind of a media whore. I like
a little bit,
a little
right?
bit of a media whore. I like my folks to be able.
You're like Courtney Love. Well, when she was at that time, she's nothing right now. Yeah. I don't think.
I like my folks to get some notoriety. So, we had a one of the local TV stations in Terre Haute, WTWO.
Terre Haute
in the house. We had a. They've got a new reporter. And I shot the idea for her to do what it's like to be a dispatcher.
Oh, nice.
And she just sat at the console and kind of walked her through it. She did a nice little story. And what was kind of funny is I actually saw the episode. I didn't see it on the news that night. And how I saw it was the Cool Kids in 901 had shared it.
Oh.
And I was like, sweet. So I talked to her, and it ended up being shared like almost 3,000 times.
What?
Yes.
Isn't that the crazy thing about social media that way?
It went to, so I saw it there, and it went to some of my dispatch friends in Arkansas and some folks in Texas, and then they just all shared it. So I was getting, it was pretty cool.
That's pretty awesome, man.
It helped her. It helped her early career out. And
so how does that work then? What happens after that? Do you personally end up getting like phone calls or emails or anything like that when after?
I never have.
Well, I mean, after all of these, this media stuff, like the most recent one, it's shared.
Yeah.
And it's gone all over the place. But do other agencies reach out to you to be like, we were kind of thinking about texting. We're going to kind of talk to you about it. No. None of that ever happens?
No, I think they contact you guys mostly.
Do people recognize you?
Yeah.
Out in the public?
Yeah. They do. Actually,
they call you Big Mac?
They don't call me Big Mac.
Not yet.
No. It's actually funny. I was at the where was I at? Oh, I was at FDIC last week.
Okay.
The Fire Department Instructor Development Course or conference. Biggest kind of conference in the nation. It's awesome. Huge. If anybody's never been there, they should go. Indianapolis next year, the 25th through the 29th. Nina will have a booth again.
Sweet. So you were there for the
booth? I was there for Nina.
Oh, okay.
I worked the booth to National Nina.
Because last year you were just there as a visitor, right?
Yeah, just there as a visitor. This year I went to work work in the Nina booth.
Right.
It's in my backyard, so I might as well come up there.
Of course, yeah.
Hang out. It was a good time. So we were walking around the conference floor, myself and Chris Carver from Nina, just trying to solicit other vendors to come to our conference in June.
You solicited you.
We were. It's like they didn't have. Luckily, they didn't have any signs out saying no solicitations. So we were talking to a pipeline company, and it's for pipeline emergencies.
Right, yeah.
That's a kind of a big dispatch thing. So I'm just sitting there, we're talking to these people, and this lady comes out. She's like, "You're Rob." I'm like, "Yeah." I was like, "Yeah, I am." She's like, "You did a video for us about 9 years ago when we had a pipeline release in Park County when I was there. We had a Panhandle Eastern had a pipeline that blew up just like, and I was on my way home and they were like, called me in and said, hey, we got this going on. So I immediately went in, got our pipeline manual and knew who to call and all that stuff. So they asked to do a video. So she's like, oh yeah, that was great. We had so much feedback on that one. It was great. The first little video we did of that. And
I didn't know you were a celebrity from that far.
Yeah, that was
back.
A long time ago. Yeah. So I had forgot about it, actually.
Did you do a dance in it or anything? Or what was the actual video? Do you walk out like a Martin Scorsese thing and the camera's just following you as you're talking
and
walking?
No, it's kind of like I'm sitting here talking to you and they ask me questions about it.
I see.
Nothing cool. I've got it at home somewhere. But it was, she's like, oh, yeah, I remember you. That was so great. And I'm like I couldn't remember who she was for the life of me. But it was cool. So
it was one of those conversations where someone comes up to you and says hello, and they know you,
but
you don't know them.
I have
and
no
like,
clue.
Hey, fella.
Yeah, there. You know, exactly. There was, and I'm walking through the vendor floor too, and there's like some guy's like, "Hey, Rob, how's it going?" And I'm like, "Hi, how are you?" I don't know. I had no clue who it was. No clue.
I've had a few people say that to me, and I'm like, I'm really sorry. I don't remember where. We've never met before. Oh.
Yeah.
How do you know me? It's like, well, your voice. I recognize your voice. I'm like, oh, okay.
Most of the time for me, it's like when I'm out shopping, like at Walmart or Meijer, the mall or something, and they've seen me on TV. It's like, oh. Like,
we know you?
Exactly. Actually, the Planet Fitness in Terre Haute, they just opened a Planet Fitness in Terre Haute. So I go to the gym and work out. So the guy there is like.
You work out?
I work out. And I walk down the street. I work out. So. We went to the first day or first couple days. He was in there, and the dude's like, "Hey, I saw you on the news." It's like, "Yeah, I was talking about 9/11 stuff." He's like, "So you're like the director?" I was like, "Yeah." He's like, "That's pretty cool." He said, "You guys do a lot of cool stuff." Now every time I walk in, he's like, "Hey, Rob, what's going on?" He's like,
"What's up?"
He said,
dude?
"Every time I see you on the news, I'm like, I know that dude." It's like, dude, it's just the news. But I'm kind of a media whore like that.
That's
I like
funny.
It. Anything to get a little notoriety to the center. So
well, of course. You know, when I first started out doing the podcast and stuff, I had a front page article in the local newspaper, the Holland Sentinel, and Peg McNichol, she's the one who interviewed me for it. Thank you very much. That was so awesome of you to do that. But when the newspaper came out, it was like a Monday morning, and I was at the store, and I saw it there in my stupid ass face on the front page of these newspapers. And
I picked it up.
Well, I bought two of them, and I'm at the front counter there, and I'm looking at it. She goes, "Just the newspaper?" And I've turned it to the side, and I said, "Yes, just this," and like showed her my face. I was like, "Yeah, this is the one." And she looks at it, and then she looks at me, and she goes, "Okay." Like, I was trying to be cool, but it came off as more of a, you know, a weirdo thing. So
right. It's like a freaker.
Yeah. Oh, we got people coming out of class.
Must be break time.
Yeah, it must be break time. Because we got two different classes going on here at the conference going on right now. This is the second day for Jim Marshall's class. And
Survive and Thrive or
one of those two.
Some wellness. Jim Marshall, the 911 Wellness Foundation.
Yeah, my bad, sir. I can't remember the name. However, you do excellent stuff. So. Yes. Make sure to go and check out everything that they do on Facebook and their website and Twitter and such. And the other class that's going is
Tony Harrison's lead, follow, or get out the way. Get out the way.
Oh, get out the way. Yeah, so it looks like people are kind of looking like, yeah, well done.
Check
it. But no, it looks like everybody's having a good time. So recently I went to New Hampshire and I went there because they had the, what was it called? It was the New Hampshire Emergency Dispatchers Association Conference.
Yeah.
And so I was there for, you know, just like a meet and greet thing. And we had a booth there and stuff. But dude, my flight out was at 9:40 at night.
Oh my God.
Chicago. So I drove from Fort Wayne to Chicago. I got there a couple hours early, and which was good because I got to eat, have a cold one or whatever, and do some extra work. And I leave at night.
Your name tag is on the table, Adam.
Big old thumbs up. And when I finally get there, it's about 12:30 or 1 in the morning. And I flew into Manchester. Well, the area that I had to go to, I had to drive north. What?
To go to a United game, the Manchester United?
No.
Oh, okay.
But... I did not, but I was told that my drive was only going to be about an hour north to where I had to go to the hotel, and it turned out to be like 2.5 hours.
Oh shit!
Yeah, it sucked, dude. Wow. I had a beautiful like 2015 Impala that I was driving, so that was cool. But I was half awake. I had to chug a can of Monster.
Imagine that.
Yeah, and I mean, I was dying. And I'm going through all these like back roads and it's trees. I passed two moose crossing signs.
Seriously, did which you take I've never a picture? Seen. Did you
no,
take-
I should have.
Why not?
I know, man. I know I should have. But I didn't see a moose or anything like that. But looking at the GPS, every side was like a drop off.
Oh shit, I've been freaking out.
Oh yeah, it was nuts. And it's pitch black out there. There's nobody around. And when I finally got to the hotel, it was about 3:30 in the morning.
Oh my God.
And I walked in like pretty much dead, and the lady at the counter, she goes, "Are you okay?" And I said, "Yeah, I'm all right. I'm just getting in." And I gave her my name, and she goes, "You know what? I was just about to cancel your reservation." And I said, "Well, I'm glad you didn't." And she goes, "Well, you didn't show up today." And I said, "I know, but the time that I flew out, I said it wasn't gonna, you know, be right. And I think there's Central Time too, so they're an hour behind or something
they
like
can't
that."
Be.
No, they're Eastern. They're Eastern. Chicago is Central.
Right.
So that whole thing screwed me up. But I asked her if I could set up. I said, "I'm here for this conference. Can I set up now so I can get an extra hour of sleep?" And she goes, yeah, definitely. So she went and opened up, and I was able to set everything
up. That's cool.
Yeah. Well, by the time I went to sleep, it was about 4:15 in the morning.
Uh-huh.
And I had to be up at 7 to start doing other things for the conference. I had to go to the store to get a giveaway, and I was half awake. They had an awesome arcade there, though. I don't know if you saw any of the pictures that I posted.
No, I don't think so.
Okay, so that following day, I was freaking dying, and I hadn't eaten anything.
Yeah.
So I go to the bar and I ask for like this big ass steak and some sides and stuff. And she goes, "You're with the 901 group that's here, right?" And I said, "Yeah." And she goes, "You know they're having dinner, right?" Like right now is just like the happy hour, and they're gonna have a huge like banquet for you guys. And I said, "I can't wait."
I need food. I know.
It's like I need to eat something now. And I told her the whole thing, and she goes, "Okay, I understand." So I destroyed my food and I had a couple beers, and then I said, "Well, I'm going to go upstairs, I guess, and I'm going to meet with all of them," because they had just started their banquet stuff. And then I stood there for their opening ceremony, and I felt myself like getting tired and falling over. I was like, "Okay, I'm going to go to the room and say goodnight to the wife and kids." So I get wifey on FaceTime, yeah. And I say goodnight to the kids. And she's talking to me, but all I hear is, "Yeah." And I was like, "What? What are you saying?" She goes, "You need to go to bed." And I said, no, I'm fine." And she goes, "You can't even keep your eyes open." And I said, "My eyes are just burning. I can't even keep my eyes open." She goes, "That's what I just said." And I said, "Oh." And she goes, "Yeah, just go to sleep." So I get off the phone with her, and I was still in like my business attire. And I sat up, and I remember saying out loud, "I need to change." And I closed I went to blink, and the next thing I knew, it was 11:30. I'd passed out. Well, when I woke up, I couldn't go back to sleep.
Yeah.
Well, this resort place, they had a huge arcade. So I changed. I went and bought a root beer and like some combos.
It's like, I'm 12?
Exactly. Yes, that's exactly how it was. I went into the arcade, put in $5, and got out a bunch of tokens and started playing games like I was a little kid.
I was in, it's kind of funny because last week I was at the Louisiana 901 Symposium in Lake Charles.
I was wondering where you were going. You've been flying around a lot, it seems.
I was on Saturday. We had a executive council meeting at NENA headquarters, mm-hmm. the world headquarters, of course, in Alexandria. Yes. So I had a 6:30 flight on last Saturday, mm-hmm. not just the other day, but last week. So I went from home to Indy Airport, had a 6 o'clock flight, 6:30 flight, got to DC at 8:30, had a meeting at 9, from 9 to about 12:31, was back on the plane at 2:30, and was back home by 5.
What?
Was home Sunday, went to work Monday. Tuesday morning I had a 6:30 flight to Dallas, got into Dallas at 7:45 or something.
Good Lord.
Had a hour layover or something.
Are you checking in with Swarm on all this as well?
Yeah.
I see you on the leaderboard.
Exactly. And then I went to, Beaumont. I flew in from Dallas to Beaumont. Okay. Talk about the land or the time that the airport that time forgot.
What?
Yes. So they fly out twice a day at 6 a.m. and 11 a.m. And, oh, my God, security opens up 30 minutes before the flight leaves or before the flight lands.
Yeah.
No TSA pre-check. I was freaking the hell out because I love my TSA pre-check.
Pretty sweet.
Shout out to TSA, all TSA pre-folks or those guys, because it is amazing.
I do like going through there. Yeah. It's like, you don't have to take off your shoes. Yeah. You don't have to take out your laptop. It's like, really?
So yeah,
this is like the golden.
So I, on my boarding pass for Ed through Beaumont, it's like TSA pre. I was like, I'm pre. Do I still have to take out my laptop, my iPad, all that shit? They're like, you don't have to take off your shoes. I'm like, oh, thanks a lot. It's like, oh, thank you very much. I can keep my shoes on, but you still have to do everything else. Like,
yeah.
What the hell? So I was like, so I had to go through that, and then it was crazy. So then I rented a car. They did have a Hertz and Budget Avis rental car in the Beaumont Airport.
Nice.
I got a nice Volvo like V60.
Damn.
It was nice. It was sweet.
Those are supposed to be the safest cars.
I tell you what, it was like a kind of crossover.
Uh-huh.
It was awesome.
It sounds pretty sweet.
So I come home to look. It was all leather interior navigation. Damn. So I come home, looked how much it was. Like, a little bit out of my price range. So I was like, oh, those are great. But it was really nice.
Yeah, you got to experience it.
Yeah. So I drove from Beaumont to Lake Charles, which is about an hour and 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. It was like, and it was so hot and nasty down there. But so I was there Tuesday, did their conference. And
did you get some good barbecue?
No. No, we'll get that in just a second.
Oh, okay, cool.
So did their symposium, talked to some of their industry partners and swore in their new officers and did this kind of the state of NENA update. And then after dinner, then they were having their big dinner that night, which is a crawfish boil.
Oh, man.
Do you like crawfish?
I like anything that's like a seafood boil type thing.
Seriously. Okay, because I was not a fan.
Really?
Yes. But
how dare you?
I tell you, that's the first time I'd ever been to anything like this.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right.
These folks take that shit serious.
I bet. I bet it was all like spicy and it had like the corn pieces
they
in did, there.
They wasn't all together, but they had like they had the crawfish and then things of corn.
Right.
And then potatoes and boudin sausage and then some.
Did you say booty and sausage?
No, booty. Boudin. Boudin, dog. It's boudin sausage. And then they had shrimp. But they had like this.
You had a like Nolans like coming out there and shrimp.
Shrimp and some boudin sausage. But the plate, the big serving thing that they're putting the crawfish on.
Uh-huh.
I know this is, you can't, this is like podcasts, you can't see it. But that table right over there.
Yes.
Okay.
This is like your standard round table.
Standard, yes. It's like a four top round table. It was that big and they were piling. I mean, like.
They just dumped the shit on there?
They just dumped the crawfish on there. I mean, like, and these
crawfish. Was it dirty?
No. They were, I mean, it's like.
Did they have like a tarp or something so that
it was
so they didn't land on the table?
It was a pan. It was like a big.
Oh, okay. So it was a huge ass pan and they were dumping it on the pan.
But so they're like loading them like a foot in the air. I mean, these things are, and they are, these crawfish are the size of your Vente Starbucks cup there.
I asked for a small and that came out. I was like, I'm not going to drink all that shit.
Okay. What size is that then?
No. That is
that a Vente?
Yeah, it is a Vente.
I don't do Starbucks. It's like, whatever.
It's coffee, right?
I don't drink coffee. So anyway, these crawfish are that big. I mean, I'm used to the crawfish we have like at home running around creeks and shit that are like,
wait a minute. Let me back up here.
That's like the size of a small freaking lobster, like a 16-ounce, pretty close to like a 16-ounce Coke bottle.
Is how big the crawfish
was? It's how big
was?
These things were. I mean, they were massive.
These were like things mutated from,
I don't know what the
hell
Simpsons
they were.
Simpsons
or something?
I don't know. But these, they're eating them. I mean, they're like, people are grabbing like great big ice scoops,
yeah.
You know? And they're like, they've got these little like cardboard, like plate type things that they're just like pouring these, like lunch trays.
Right, yeah.
They're just pouring these, like, getting scoops and pouring them on there. So it's all like, although, the wetness from the crab boil or the shrimp boil. So
it almost sounds kind of gross.
It was. I mean, I was not digging it. But okay, so I like to eat, but not that because those things are like way too much work. But these things were huge, and the people were just breaking the tails off of them and sucking the tail out of it. And they had shit running in all their hands.
Oh.
It was like all over their, it's like all over their arms and down their faces. And,
but
these people are going crazy. I mean, this is like the busiest thing. This is what they live for.
Good
Lord. I'm like, I had two of them, and I'm like, this is too much freaking work for me. And it's like, I can do it. So they're like making fun of me.
You didn't just like grab the end of it and just smash it on the table.
I eat
crawfish.
Ripped the end off. I was like, I mean, the meat was okay, but it's like, that's just too much work. It's like, there's two things I don't do. I don't wait to go to, I don't know if I have to go to a restaurant that has a like, oh, I'm sorry. It's going to be like a 20-minute wait. Sorry. I'm out. I don't do that. I don't wait for food and I don't work that hard to eat food because it's like a whole workout just to.
So this is the thing then. I mean, you pretty much just admitted it then. The only reason you didn't dig the crawfish and stuff is because it was
too much
work.
Yeah, pretty much.
What a lazy ass.
Pretty much,
like,
yeah.
Come on.
Exactly. You guys have to know me.
So do you eat lobster or crab legs or anything like that?
Not a big fan, no.
Because of the taste or because it's too much work?
Probably because it's too much work.
So if it came out already pre-cracked and it's just the meat sitting there,
I'd tear that shit apart, man.
Oh,
just,
my
like,
God, dude.
It all up.
That's
usually
funny.
My big thing's chicken and steak. pork chops, I can do that. I'm not a big seafood fan.
So you eat it like Conan the Barbarian then?
Pretty much. Just shove it in my
crab.
Just shove it in my pie hole.
Puree it exactly. In your veins.
Yeah, it's like a gravy IV. Let's put it right there.
Oh man.
So anyway, there's that, and then I decided, you know, this is not for me. I'm gonna go to the. I'll just go down to the. It was at the Lake Charles Golden Nugget. So it's like a big hotel resort casino thing.
Sounds like somebody was picking their nose.
I had a big golden nugget. Oh, so I went to the buffet there in the hotel.
How was that?
It sucked. Terrible.
Oh man.
Like $30. And of course, what else did they? What did they have? What was their big thing that night?
Crawfish.
It's like I looked at their menu. It's like every night's crawfish, except for like two. It's like, oh my! But people were. Apparently, it's like really cheap to eat, but people love it.
I don't know.
But I mean, my God, people were eating, and they like the to put all your trash. Like the heads and shit in.
Yeah.
They were giving you like those great big, you know, like you go to the bar, like, oh, it's bucket beer night at the bar.
Right.
So they get
the
Bud Light buckets with, that's what they're put two of those on your table to put your nasty shit in.
So all I can imagine is like zombies eating.
More. I got shit. More.
Brains.
Popping the tank. And people were just like eating so much of it. I mean, I guess that's, if you're into that, that's fine, whatever. But I just like, the buffet was not very good.
Ugh. So it was like a food competition or something.
Exactly. So that was my Tuesday. I got up the next morning about 7, got ready, went down for breakfast. At the buffet.
Did they have crawfish buffet?
No, I was surprised though. No, they actually had a good breakfast buffet. And then I checked out the hotel and drove back to Lake Charles and, drove from Lake Charles back to Beaumont to the airport the time forgot, was waiting there, got everything done. It's like, then there was a girl there that had missed her flight at 6 a.m.
Oh no!
It was funny. She's like, "What did you do?" She's like, "I've been sleeping on the floor." She was from West Virginia. She flew from West Virginia
to. She's hill folk.
She flew from West Virginia to Beaumont to meet an old high school boyfriend.
Ah.
So she went to get a booty call,
and she
was funny as we were talking, and she was funny as hell. But she's like, "I really don't." She got on since she missed her flight. She got on standby to our flight, and she's like, "This airport's like." We need two passengers. Attention, flight 2994 going to Dallas. We need two passengers to volunteer to take a later flight for a $200 voucher because our plane is overweight. I'm like, seriously? Our plane is overweight? What the hell? We're not flying to the Bahamas. We're not on some puddle jumper. This is a freaking big plane.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, not a big plane. It's a baby plane, as I call them. But it was a jet. It wasn't props.
Right.
She's like, it was funny. She jumped up and she ran over there. She's like, I'll take it. She wanted another day to... She wanted another day with her boy.
With her bow tie.
Exactly.
And a couple $100.
Exactly. So she's like, yeah, I'll do it. And then about 5 minutes later, they're like, attention, passengers on 2994. We need to volunteer. We're now giving away $250 vouchers. So she went again. They're like, wouldn't let her do it.
Oh.
So she got all the way through and she's like, I want to stay here. I really do. I'm going to stay here. So she was
digmatized.
She was, man. She was funny. We had a good time. She was just talking to her for like the 20 minutes. And then she was the last person on the plane, and she walked in, and I'm sitting in the middle, and I kind of rubbed my eye like I was crying. She's like, "I know."
It
was funny.
And you did this all in just like a week?
That was 24 hours.
That was 24 hours?
That was
only?
That was Tuesday, and that was Wednesday morning.
Good Lord, dude.
I was back home at – look, he's taking a picture. It's Flash.
Yeah.
I left Tuesday morning, 6 a.m. I was back Wednesday night at 7:30, back home and at home.
Dang, dude.
And then I worked on Thursday. I was going to head to FDIC on Thursday, but I had stuff to get done. So I went on Friday, drove to India on Friday, worked FDIC all day. Saturday, to chopping. Sunday, I brought shit up here for the conference,
right.
Our shirt sales and all that stuff. Yes, mom owns the embroidery business, so we do all that stuff for the conference. I am. Like Embroidery, Rosedale, Indiana. Mom does good stuff. She does all of our stuff here for Nina. So Brought all that shit back home, went back home, went to work on Monday, did payroll, and had to do a few other, install some maps on some computers in
the
city.
When do you sleep?
Night. Crash. So then I was back here yesterday. I got here about noon yesterday.
Oh, like normal, like everybody else.
Exactly. I was back here yesterday about noon. Look, he's got an old camera now. That's what funny. The hell's that? Sorry, they're taking our picture.
Yeah, they're taking our picture. It's all right. Good, man. You can speak into one of the microphones if you want.
What is that, like a 1982 Fuji?
Wow.
Is that a... Oh, look at it.
Looks pretty slick, man.
Old. That's pretty slick. I like that. No, you're fine. That is Jeff Schimmer, our current past president. Is that right?
Something like that.
Are you past president right now?
Yeah.
Yeah. And also our... I know something else with Nina. I don't remember what he is.
That's crazy. That's even more crazy than what I did over there in New Hampshire. Now, when I was telling you about the arcade that I went in there a little
sorry,
kid.
I forgot to tell you, I gambled a little bit while I was there.
Oh.
$2 because it was a big casino. So like, I spent like $3 and $120 and lost it all. So
what were you playing?
Penny slots.
Oh,
dude, I'm
a
cheap ass. So they had like so many penny slots. They even had Big Bang penny slots.
What?
So it's like playing penny. On the penny slots.
Aha.
Yes.
Rim shot.
Yeah. But it was pretty cool. They had lots of penny slots.
The last time I went to a casino, I was playing $20 on a quarter video poker machine, and I won $250.
Sweet.
Yeah. It was pretty good.
I won the $20. I'm like, okay, I'm going to spend it all. I thought about cashing out. I stopped.
I
thought about cashing out, but I'm like, you know what? It's $2. It's like I've got that much in the seat of my car. So
how much could you win total on a penny slot machine? Like if you hit the jackpot, would you win $8,000?
No, they're like doing $8,000.
What?
Yeah.
And they pay you in pennies.
No, sorry.
Well, remember, they used to, but now
it's all paper.
Yeah, no,
yeah. And when you cash out, they're like, has that ding, 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 that fake sound.
I know.
Ding,
I'm like, you just sit there like, this is stupid.
It prints out like, ding, 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 ding. There's your thing still going on.
So. Yeah, it's like, man.
But they had a big arcade there too. So,
well, so this arcade that I went to, they still had like 1990s prices, man.
So like everything was a quarter?
It was all
nickels or what?
Well, there were tokens. So you put in 5 tokens and I think you get, or $5 and you get 25 tokens.
Yeah.
And so I've got all my tokens in my pocket. I'm like, all right, what do I want to play first? I go to play some classic Pac-Man.
Yeah.
Now, usually when you play Pac-Man, you get like 3 guys.
Yeah, you're right.
And in one game.
Yeah, I get it.
So it's 4 tokens to play. And you get 1 Pac-Man.
Oh, what a...
Yes, it was bullshit.
Boom.
Not only that, the joystick did not work.
No.
So, like, you couldn't go right. And so I'm going, and I hadn't gone right yet. And then I go to push it to go right, and he's not moving. And I was like, no! And all the ghosts come in and murder me. I was like, no wonder there's only one life that you can do. So there was a couple other games I played, some Tekken. And that was 4 tokens to play as well.
Galaga.
And the joystick was jacked on it. So my character, all I could do was move to the left and kick. I actually won like 6 matches.
What kind of hotel was this? Was it like a...
This was a resort. It was called the Red Jacket.
Oh, okay.
Red Jacket Mountain View Resort, something like that.
Was there a lot of people there?
Yeah.
Was there really?
There was a lot of people. Well, because it has like a water park in it.
Oh.
So then you've got families there and then all of us 901 people.
Right.
And some of them were in the arcade earlier, but the rest of them were all in the bar having a good time, of course.
That would be cool to have our conference at a place like
so
that.
So the last game I played, and it was only because I was not fully tired yet because I had slept already for like 3 or 4 hours and woke up at 11:30 and it was still the same day.
What is that?
I played Dance Dance Revolution.
Okay.
Have you ever played Dance Dance Revolution? Do you even know what Dance Dance Revolution
is?
Okay. Well, I knew that was going to get me tired. I didn't know that I was going to get to play as many rounds as I did off of 3 tokens. But the last one, I put it on a hard difficulty. And I'm just like, I'm going all over the place. They had a camera that was like right on that section. I'm pretty sure there's a video out there somewhere. of me playing Dance Dance Revolution.
Oh, no, I'm sure it probably didn't work. Camera probably didn't work.
Well, yeah, maybe not, seeing how nothing else worked there. But otherwise, New Hampshire was kind of fun.
When was this?
This was about 2 weeks ago.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Was any of our national folks there?
No. No, they were not there.
How about you?
But I was going to ask, speaking of national, are we doing our talk again there?
We are doing it.
Okay. I'm
it
glad
is
you
on,
have said.
Beth, can you bring me the national book, please?
I think it is. I'm not sure. Give me a second.
So for those of you who are going to the National Conference, National NENA Conference in Indianapolis, Indiana, there is a talk that, Rob and I are going to give. And actually last year we debuted this in Denver at the national show there in Denver, and it was a big success. So we're going to be doing this in June as well as at Michigan NENA. So if you end up going out to Michigan NENA, we're going to be doing it there as well.
So in at National, it is on Tuesday, June the 14th at 4 o'clock.
4 o'clock?
4 o'clock. So we're like the last text session of the day.
What?
Yeah, from 4 to 5.
Was that the same time that we did it last year?
I think it is.
Ah, okay.
But it went over awesome. We got tons of great feedback.
Yeah, it did. It did go good. I think I still have the recording, actually.
It was we're very photogenic.
That's right.
So it went over very well. Then we're doing it in Michigan.
Yeah, Michigan NENA.
The end of May.
Yeah, the end of May, May 20 something.
Yeah.
They already have it on the in their program.
Do they? So. Cool.
Yep.
Yeah. So
and it has the same name, A Day in the Life of Texas 911. And what'll happen is this time, when we did it originally, the founder and president of the company that I work for in digital, Mark Grady, he was the one who was doing the narration and stuff. Right. And then Rob and I were playing the parts of the dispatcher, which was me, and Rob played every single caller or texter, which was awesome because a couple of them were females.
And it was a blast.
He had his voice way up there. But, man, we were laughing our asses off before we even started.
Yeah, we were. It was the best. We had a great time.
Yeah, it was an excellent time. So if you're going to be at Michigan NENA, make sure to check that out because we're going to have a lot of fun. What I was getting at was because Mark might not be there, what will happen is I will do the narration this time. Rob will play the caller. And then we're going to pick a dispatcher out of the audience to read the dispatcher's part. So we end up reading text sessions that have come in. There's a few of them that you sent me. There was just pictures. Some of the dialogue where somebody had said, you know, I love you, and dispatch is like, I love you too.
Exactly.
We should read those,
yes,
man.
Yes, we should. I love you too. Yes.
Yeah, but this is 911.
And some of my folks are here. One of them that did that are here at this conference.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay, well, they're going to have to get on, and we'll talk about that.
Yeah.
But, that should be a good one. Also, for any of you who registered for the continuing education scholarship that the podcast was putting out, all that stuff has been sent out to the voting committee, and you will find out at the beginning of May. I was going to leave it for May 14th, but we're going to do it a little bit earlier because there's some, everybody has to figure out their time and what they're going to do. So
make arrangements for travel
and
all that stuff. So you're just giving away one. Is that right?
Yes.
One. Cool.
Yep. Giving away one this year. Hopefully next year we can do more. It's myself. I put in a lot to it as well as in digital. So they're the main sponsor of this as well. So it's going
to
be good.
That's awesome. I'm looking forward to their session. So we're traveling. Where are you traveling to next?
Oh, I think it's the Michigan NENA one.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Because let's see, we've got this. And then I'm traveling for a couple things for work.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
I will be in Southern Indiana.
Mm.
Yeah, so we're just running around doing some testing and stuff for Texas 911 and just trying to see where things hit on towers and such.
I'll be in, let's see, this week I'm home or I'm up here. Next Friday, we're doing myself and some of my dispatchers are doing the Terre Haute fire department union's chili cook-off.
What?
Yeah, we're gonna do that. I thought we got. I got notification that they're doing it, so I'm like, hey, send it out to my folks. I'm like, hey, would you like to do that? So we are. We're doing it.
So wait a minute. You're making your own?
Yeah, we're gonna make our own chili. No, we got to make it all.
What's gonna be in it?
I don't know. We don't know yet.
Oh, come on.
I don't know. Really?
Okay. How about this? How do you like your chili?
I don't like it hot. I don't like real hot things.
What?
No. I like a good Texas-based chili, not hot though, and no, of course, no beans. None of that stuff. You can't put beans in chili. That's not real chili.
It isn't. Okay, no. Why is this?
Because I don't know. Texas chili does not have beans in it.
What?
Chili doesn't have beans in it.
Chili doesn't have beans in it at all.
No, it's not supposed to.
You just don't want to fart. Or will it make you do it anyway?
Beano. No. No, I just...
Because then there'll be no gas.
Exactly.
Product
no,
placement.
No, I just don't... I just... that you just don't put beans in chili.
Huh.
So...
Interesting. Not even kidney beans.
No, I don't... No beans.
I'm going to have to look this up. What's traditional chili made of?
Yeah. Just like meat and chili and peppers.
Is this like a Skyline thing?
No, Skyline chili's nasty. Oh. It's gross. They put, that shit's nasty. I don't like Skyline chili.
Is it just, what's wrong with it?
I don't like the cinnamon and stuff that they put in it.
Yeah, cinnamon?
Yeah.
Really?
Tastes like dirt.
And this episode has been brought to you by
Skyline Chili. So no, we're doing that chili cook-off next Friday mm-hmm. the 6th. It's pretty cool. They've got a beer garden and all set up.
I might have to take a trip down to see Hope. You guys.
All the Terre Haute Fire Department does it. It's for some charity. I don't remember what it is, but we're doing that. Had to make like 6 gallon chili, and then they charge people. You can taste it, get a little cup to taste for a mm-hmm. quarter. And if you want a whole bowl, it's $2. And whoever has the most money in
it's
there,
not bad.
Whoever has the most money in their little, whoever has the most money in their, bucket at the end of the night is the people's choice chili. And they judge it.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah. We're kind of excited about that.
See, then, we use like spicy pork sausage in our chili.
That would be good.
It is really good, but you don't like things that are hot.
Well, I mean, I can do.
It's got a little kick to it. It's not like blazing.
No, I could do that.
Three alarm or five alarm or whatever.
I could do that. So we're probably going to, I don't know what our name's probably going to be, like somebody call 911 chili or something like that. We'll play off that.
That is a good name already.
So we're going to do, we've got my new design for my center.
Right.
Thanks, Rizzo.
Yes. Shout out to Rizzo.
Yeah, way to go, Rizzo. She did it awesome. I've got so many compliments on it. We put that on all the speaker or all of our
pending.
Yeah, public education or for the dispatchers week that we had last week before last. I got messenger bags for all my dispatchers and put the logo on it with
damn, look at you spending money like you.
We put that logo on there with messenger bags and their names on it, and they all got their new shirts, their uniform shirts has that logo. But we're getting t-shirts with it on it too, with that logo on it. We've already got those in the works.
I may need you guys to do an official WTT t-shirt.
Yeah, we can do it. We just need to get some stuff and get it all worked out.
Sweet.
It'd be cool. So then I'll be home a week, and then I'm going to Boston to the Rave Summit, the Rave Mobile Safety.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you usually do that right before Michigan.
Yep.
It's between those two.
It's awesome for Smart 901 and the Rave Alert and Rave Guardian. So we'll go out there for that. I'll be out there for 3 days.
Do they know that you promote them ever?
Oh, yeah. They listen, and whenever I do that stuff, they do. Because what I'll do is we'll put like talk about or something, have them listen to that. But
so Rob would like a Volvo Smart 911.
Yes, we can put it in green, and I'll even put the Smart 911 on the side.
There you go, man. You can drive it around. You could do that. You could promote that way.
Yeah, that'd
wasn't
be awesome.
There a company like a few years back that was doing that? Like you would have your own car, they would buy you a car. But they would put all of these different advertisements on it, and you just had to drive it around.
I would do that. I would totally do that.
All right, Smart 911.
Yeah, there you go. but anyway, Smart 911 is an awesome product for all of you folks out there that do not have it. You really totally need to look into it. They're going to be here at our conference, I believe. Of course, they'll be at National.
Right.
Rave is an awesome company. As I've said before, there's
you can't help but rave about it.
Exactly. And I feel that there's I feel there's a lot of companies that care about 901, but I know two of them that are definitely all about 901 are the company that you work for, of course,
right.
And Digital.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to those guys and the folks at Rave. Those guys, I feel that are truly all about 901. Those guys really
Boom.
Are. So I'll be out there, then I'll be home for a bit. I'm supposed to go to the APCO Broadband Summit mm-hmm. in the middle of the month. I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to get to that one or not. And then Michiganina.
How much?
And then we'll be in Indy for that in June for
Good
the weekend.
Lord.
The middle of June.
And you do more traveling than I do.
But I just
how do you remember all this shit?
It's not that much because I'm just like doing it for a day at a time.
Mm.
The Rave Summit, I'll be there for that day because then we go to a Red Sox game.
Of course. Like you did last year.
Yeah.
You
awesome.
And Ty and,
yeah,
Tim
and Ty
in April.
Yep. And Leah.
Ah, yes. Lee. Yes. Yep. Is she going to be coming to
National? She is.
Oh.
Yes. For the we can do not Leah Hornacek from.
Oh, yes.
From Grand Traverse.
Shout out to her. She
exactly. She's
funny as
awesome,
hell.
Awesome. She's now the deputy director up there.
No shit.
Yeah, she took that deputy director job.
Nice.
She's amazing. She is funny.
Okay, well then the three of us will have to get on an episode because that'll
be great.
Last
year at the Rave Summit, because they have like a tweeting award, whoever mm-hmm. tweets the most, all of our tweets back and forth were music. They were all music related. It was fun. So, and she is she's quick-witted and she has so much music. She's like knows it all. So she was funny and we'd just build
Man.
On each other. It took the folks at Rave a little bit to figure out what we were doing, but then they're like, we get it.
I see.
It's fun. It was fun. We had a good time.
Oh, that's awesome. All right, man. Well, we're going to go into the wrap up of this episode. We really didn't talk too much about 911 stuff.
That's all right. I told you earlier.
So. Yeah, exactly. No, this has been good. We're just shooting the shit.
Yeah. We might have to do another one later.
Good. Yeah, exactly.
We need some music.
Yeah, we usually do some music.
Something.
Let's see. Okay, let's. What do we want to go out on then?
I don't know.
Because we usually do your wrestling stuff.
Yeah, I'm all excited because I'm going to go see Guns N' Roses in Nashville.
July
That's
right.
It's great. Me and my brother have tickets for that.
So what's your favorite tune?
You know, really, to tell you the truth, I think probably my favorite Guns N' Roses song is probably Mr. Brownstone.
Brownstone.
It's not like I'm a dope or anything, but it's just. Like,
I was gonna say, isn't that like about
it
heroin?
It is. Yeah, but I don't know. I just have always liked that song.
All right, let me see here. I haven't tested this out yet, so I don't know if it's gonna be like way loud, but we'll try it. Oh, it's not too bad. No, and you know why? I think it's because, probably because of the sound.
Oh, right.
All right, let's try this again. Oh man, it's gonna kill our ears.
Oh, it's not bad.
Okay, it's not too bad. So you're all excited for this?
I am stoked. I cannot wait. It's like,
where are you gonna be sitting?
I don't know. I don't care. It's like. I had tickets for like $100.
Oops. Your tickets were $100?
Yeah. And like all the other, I looked at Chicago and they were all sold out. Cincinnati was pretty much sold out. My cousin lives in Houston, so he's flying down in August.
Get out of there. I was going to say, you know you want to start singing it. and you've got a microphone in front of you,
exactly.
So you can do the Axel.
Oh, you know what? They're doing like lip sync dub. Tonight, like lip sync battle.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You're going to do this
Maybe.
One?
Maybe. So my brother and cousin are going to see him in August in Houston. So we looked around to see it, and I was like, I want to go. Cincinnati, looked at Chicago, and their tickets were like really expensive and high up. So I just started looking at Nashville, and it's like, sweet. I think if you look at the stage, it's going to be like all the way to the back, like in the middle. Up. I don't give a shit. It's just like, I want to
It'll
see
be good
Roses.
No matter what.
Exactly. Get contact high. Not that that matters.
And it's going to be all the originals?
Everybody but Izzy. Because Izzy like can't talk because he's all so fucking burnt out.
Oh, that's a sad day.
He is. I think it's... Is that right? Because Slash is doing it, so that's on me awesome.
Right. Hopefully, man, as long as they show up, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm kind of worried about.
And with the whole AC/DC thing, who knows what's going to happen? But
yeah. Well, he's got a broken foot now. He's using Dave Grohl's
throw. Oh, is that what he's doing? Nice. Well, thank you for being on the show.
No problem.
We're going to go out with this music here. This is Mr. Brownstone. It's probably going to be stuck in my head as well.
Yeah, probably. It's better than what was we were watching the trailer for Suicide Squad a while ago. What was that one?
No, don't say it. Because
Ballroom Blitz.
Oh, you dick.
Ballroom Blitz.
Those two will battle in my head.
Exactly.
I'm sure Guns N' Roses will win.
We'll just
out.
Have to go. We're going to have to go watch the trailer for X-Men Age of Apocalypse again.
And there you go. That'll be better.
That was awesome. Because
that looks awesome.
That
yeah.
Awesome.
So if you have any questions or you want to be a guest on the show, you can email us.
Rob pissed you off.
Or if Rob... I haven't said that in a long time. Or if Rob pissed you off. You can email us at WTTpodcast@gmail.com. You can follow us on Twitter. And that is going to be at 901 Podcast. You can find us on Facebook. There's so much shit that I have to say.
I know,
time.
It's crazy.
It's facebook.com/WithinTheTrenchesPodcast. And this episode, along with all the others, can be heard. And they're available 24/7 on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, SoundCloud, as well as Google Music Play.
Really?
Google Play Music.
Is that new?
One of those. Yeah, dude, they just added text.
Podcast.
What the fuck am I talking about?
Talking about work.
Podcasting, I know. And they have a bunch of podcasts on there now. So Google Play Music. You can go on there, search it, and it's all up. And as well as the jabberlog.com. Have a good one.
See ya.